just know that it get better with time. They say time heals. She can't see her life without me. She's so blind still. Fuck that nigga, you can tell him that you're mine still. And she don't wanna go to sleep, she angry. Lately she been noticing he ain't me. What's up, guys? It's a beautiful Saturday and welcome back to another episode of Life on Levels with Wes. You hang out with me, your host Wes, and this is the number one storytelling podcast in the 254, where we tell stories and comment on social issues that are relatable to all of us. Now, today's episode is definitely one that anybody can relate to because we all have one of those. It's like an opinion. We all have one of those, unless for the lucky few that, you know, don't have one of it. But we'll get to that in a minute. First of all, if you're listening to me for the first time, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for being here. And if you're back again for another time, thank you also very much for always supporting me. And stay blessed. My podcast is available on a host of platforms. Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Radio Public, and a bunch of other places that you listen to your podcast through. If you access my podcast through links, make sure that you keep that link open on the tab. And every Saturday when I upload an episode, you just refresh and a new episode is going to pop up. And yeah, you're going to listen to what we got for you that week. Now, guys, before, I needed your opinion on something. I wanted to know if you guys think I should change my upload schedule. Should I stop uploading on Saturday and start uploading maybe somewhere within the midweek or somewhere towards the end of the week, like Thursday or Friday or Saturday or Sunday? I wanted to know if the convenience fits for most of you when you would like for me to upload new episodes. Yeah. And without further ado, guys, let's get right into it. I know you've seen from the title. The question is, admit it, you want your ex back. Do you? Do you? Well, half the time, you think you do, and the other half you probably do. But today we're going to be talking about, before you make that mistake of texting them after a long time, that hey message, or hey, I miss you, or hey, I've been thinking about you, before you do that, and before someone you know does that, let's listen to this episode. So make sure you share this episode, because this episode might help someone, mahali anaweza kuwa amekwama. Just make sure you send this to them so that they can listen. Today we're going to talk about the things you need to think about before believing that you want your ex back. So exes, we have, well, everyone has one of those. Everyone has an ex, a toxic ex, a good ex, an ex you think that you probably shouldn't have ended things with, an ex you lost. Like, you have a variety. You could have either one of these exes or all of them if you've been around the block for a minute. So we all have exes. And there is that time. Today we're not going to talk about the exes per se and the experience that comes with that. That's a storytelling episode, but today we'll talk about that point you're trying to move on from your ex and you feel like you want them back. So this episode is a trying to move on but you're not sure episode. So let's talk about the first things that you should think about. Let's start with the basics, man. First of all, when you think that you want your ex back, you should always know the person who broke you cannot fix you. If you broke up with your ex over something personal and something very serious and something that, you know, really got to you, getting back with them, the person who caused all that pain, won't fix you. So that's number one. That's pretty short and pretty self-explanatory. I don't need kushinda hapo. If that person broke you, they are not going to be your solution. So when you think you want them, always remember that. But I'm going to be telling you also other things, because sometimes we think about our exes and we feel like we miss them. And you probably do, but we're going to be talking about missing your ex in a second. So just remember, keep that in the back of your mind. The person who broke you cannot fix you. Now, number two, when you think you miss your ex, remember, you could be going through familiarity issues. And guys, let's just stop right there for a second. Familiarity issues are dangerous. Familiarity is dangerous. Hell, familiarity is the basis of toxicity in some areas. Let me tell you something about a little personal experience. When you've been with someone for a while, when you've been with someone for a minute, and suddenly that person is no longer in your life. Miusema mapenzi siyo kama switch. You can't just switch it off because circumstances have forced you to. The heart takes a little bit longer to adjust. So, you feel like this person, you still deserve to be with them. That's what I'm calling familiarity issues. For example, if you stayed with someone for maybe 3, 2, 3, 4 years and suddenly they are not in your life. Obviously, when you are alone, you're going to be thinking about them because your life has graduated and has changed in a way that you have accommodated this new person into your life so much so that part of you, part of them has become you in terms of tabia, in terms of how you talk, how you behave, your small nuances, the nuances have adapted from this person who is not there. Now, when you're away from this person and you're trying to move on, these familiarity issues are the thing that makes you think you want them back. And that is dangerous. You can see someone, unaweza pata, I know you've seen someone or you've been through a situation where you know this person is not good for me. You know this person in real sense, they are not the best thing for me right now. But you still want to stick on because you have this question in your mind. Sasa nikiachana na yeye, I'm supposed to start all over again. Especially if you've been in a long relationship. You're like, should I start all over again? The answer is, starting over never killed anyone. It just doesn't seem very possible when you're in that moment. But always remember, when you want to move forward, yeah? When you want to move forward, always remember that you're going to be fine whether you start over or whether you don't. So familiarity issues are dangerous. And you keep thinking, oh, I miss my ex. You should probably ask yourself, do you miss them or do you miss the things that came with them? Now, for example, let me give an example of people in a long relationship. You're used to a certain system of working out things. For example, you're used to somebody texting you consistently, like worrying about one person. Now, how do you then disattach from worrying about this person entirely? You know, like good mornings, the I miss yous, they are no longer there. So you find that sometimes you want to go back to the situation you are in because you miss this event, not the person, but this event. Dick. So this ties in with the third thing that you need to think about before going back to or thinking that you miss your ex or thinking that you want them back, is that you're in denial. And when you're in denial, you hang on to anything that convinces you otherwise. So you've been with a person for a long-term relationship and then now they're gone and you can't believe that they are. Subconsciously, you can't. Consciously, you know, imeisha, and it was pretty clear when it ended that it ended, but subconsciously, your mind won't let go. So, you start doing things that a lot of people do. I've done them. You who are listening to this probably have done them. You've seen some of your friends do them. And I want you to walk this thought process with me. So, you're with someone and now you've broken up. Remember, there's a reason why you all broke up, first of all. You all didn't just wake up and decide it's not going on anymore. There are reasons that lead to that. But when you're in denial, you do something very different. You start thinking of the good times you had with this person. So you start latching on to the good times before. That's something your mind does subconsciously. So unapata, somebody broke up with the girlfriend or the boyfriend because that person cheated on them. But in this point where they want them back or they think they do, they're thinking about how the relationship was when they were happy, how it started, how they met. You think about all those things and it starts to blur your vision and you start to feel like you miss this person completely. Now, when that happens, you need to remember one thing. Your mind is trying to play tricks on you to comfort your denial, which is something I learned. Yeah. It's any experience. Any experience naongelea. But I have seen it with people as well. Your mind is trying to convince you that going back to them will heal this pain that you're feeling. But the truth is, you would be going back to the same problems you left. Remember that the most recent thing about this person were the bad times you had. So if this person cheated on you, remember that this relationship ended because of this part that you found out they are cheating, or they lied to you, or they did something to you that led to your breakup. You know? Don't ignore those bad moments. Because if you walk back there, let's say for example let's just go extreme. You're a dude, for example, is dating a girl. This girl roofied him. Yeah. He roofied you, stole your stuff, and left. But you had a really good time with this girl at the beginning. So you start convincing yourself that this girl is good, only maybe alikuwa na shida. That's how your mind starts processing things. No, they're not a bad person. Maybe they just had problems they needed to sort out. You shouldn't judge them too harshly. The truth of the matter is, this girl drugged you and stole from you. So, you understand? So if you keep that in mind, the denial will start fading away pole pole. But if you start thinking and focusing so much on the fact that, oh, they were a good person, you're going to find yourself back into that. So number four, if you went back, let's assume, for example, your mind convinces you to go back. Would it last? Umerudi sasa ndo huyo wewe, umerudi kwa this relationship you just left. Would it work between you two? Or would it be a whole series of problems again? That's a very important question you need to ask yourself. Like, when you go back, do you expect it to work? Is everything going to be just fine? Are you going to forget what hurt you? Because now, most people who go back to each other after they've broken up, one, most of the time it doesn't last. And if it does, it starts problems. Like, trust issues are not there. You see a small sign of a person. Maybe, for example, let's talk about the common one. Maybe somebody is playing the other and you go back to them. Even if this person... I know you guys followed that whole story about Nick Denda and Mudhoni. Mudhoni broke up with Nick. Look up that story. It's on YouTube. Check out a channel called Just Doing Life, or Mudhoni Just Doing Life. However she rebranded the channel, Mimi nearly unsubscribed because of them too. Now they've broken up. It's not the deal I signed up for. I know it sounds petty, but hey, that's how the thought process works. But yeah, check out that channel and see. And also check out Nick's video some time back on some platform he was doing. He was talking about how the whole cheating thing works. So he got caught cheating twice by Mudhoni. And he was saying that Mudhoni is a good person. And she said she was a good person, but when she found out, she was like, I don't deserve all these things. And why? Because I can't look at you the same way I used to. And that's the thing I'm trying to tell you. For example, somebody plays you, and when they play you, you go back to them. What happens when this person tells you, hey, I can't hang out with you today, I'm going out with my friends for the weekend? What happens? Are you going to trust them? What happens when they pick a phone call and they walk out? They could be talking to their lecturer, which I don't know why they would walk out, but let's just assume that's been the situation for a while. Like, they've always been walking out to take private phone calls. You never had a problem with it because you had never caught them cheating. Now you've caught them cheating and they're still walking out to take their phone calls. Maybe they could be talking with the family, but they're walking out. Are you going to still feel the same way? You're going to subject yourself to a lot of insecurity that is unnecessary. So yeah, always ask yourself, would it work? And finally, to the most important of this all, which is the basis of this podcast, in my opinion, this is squarely my opinion. Do you think you want your ex back, or you just don't want them to move on with someone else? I've realized it's something that affects a lot of people. You don't miss your ex per se, but the idea of seeing them with someone else drives you back to them. So if you join this with number two, the familiarity issues thing, like you're already familiar with this person, you've dated them long enough that part of them is still with you even in absence, and now you can't even believe or imagine that they are going to be with someone else, do the same things they were doing with you with someone else, and treat you or treat the other person the same way they treated you. Give them the same special treatment they accorded you. Now, when you start to think about that, it completely drives you mad and you feel like, no, I should get back with them so that I keep this treatment myself. And if you don't know this is true, I know you've heard the intro song. That song is by Youngblow. It's called Still Minds. And if you have the time, just go check out that video. I'm going to give you a list of a few other songs. For example, one other song is Jealous by Labyrinth. Then there is Thinking About You by Ariana Grande. And You Still Minds by Youngblow. So guys, I want you to go check out about that video about Youngblow. Listen to the lyrics. Probably watch it with lyrics. And watch the video. This guy will work so hard to chase the girl he left behind or the girl who left her or whatever happened in that video. They'll work so hard to get back in each other, even spoil the girl's wedding. But the moment she gets into the car with him, that excitement and that joy of being back together fades and they go back to normal and being just sad and gloomy. Because getting back with each other is only as exciting as that point you're getting back with each other. If the issues are still the same, if the experiences that drove you apart are still there, you'll just realize you walk back into the same mess that brought you to a breakup. So guys, that's just my opinion. Those are five things that I think you need to think about it before you admit you want your ex back. Zifikirie sana. And if you agree with me, please, you know how to reach out to me. Tell me on my social media. It's _JUS on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. Tell me. Niambie tu. My WhatsApp number is 0780921624. If you want to have a conversation about it, please text me. Let's talk about the different things. And if you want you to be featured on the podcast or you want your opinion to be heard by other people, just send me a voice note and I will definitely put you in the podcast. Till I see you in the next one. Peace. And I don't wanna go unless you make me. Pretty face, pretty tender. But pretty taught me ugly lessons. Pretty had me giving more than I was getting. So if pretty don't come with something, well then I did it. Shame to tell my friends how much I do for you, cause they know that you would never do the same for me. I wasn't looking for your secrets, they just came to me. And they contradicted everything you claim to be. I took you to the club and you hugged on somebody that I know. And I know them type of hugs. Same shit I do to women when I know I used to fuck. And I know they with they nigga, but they never brought it up. I'm down these days, down to do better, cause you know I done enough. You should lay it down, we'll talk about it when you up. But she don't wanna